George Morrison was an artist, an abstract expressionist raised on the Grand Portage Reservation in Minnesota. During his time there, he would wander the shores of Lake Superior, collecting driftwood and rocks that became the signature of his work. He took a lot of inspiration from his time at Lake Superior and from the greater Minnesota area throughout his lifetime. The two galleries that are featuring Morrison's work as a part of the centennial celebrations are All My Relations on Franklin Avenue, which is a hub for the Native community in the city, and the other is owned by Todd Boakley, who represents Native artists in the Twin Cities. He ruminated on the sphere of influence Morrison had going to school in New York.
And there he studied at the Art Students League. You know, I think within like 2 days he had found himself to the Cedar Tavern, and that was sort of the drinking hole for people like Franz Kline and Jackson Pollock. And so he just found himself right in the middle of the modern art world. And it's just kind of a pretty amazing story of someone kind of coming from such a small community like that.
To many artists and curators, George Morrison is an integral part of the artistic landscape of Minnesota. For Native Voice, I'm Taylor Dawn Stagner.